Any objection or questions regarding that? Okay, thank you, Nate. Number nine is establishing the Get Outdoors Hunting and Fishing License Plate. This is a briefing and a public hearing.
Great. Thanks, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. So jumping right in, this is, well, maybe I'll start with a little background. Our customer base. So the department sells 650,000 fishing licenses and 172,000 hunting licenses. And approximately 80,000 customers do both. We've already talked about kind of the rationale behind why we have combination packages, whether it's customer or retail dealer convenience, and also that how discounts attract or incentivize customers to purchase more products. We might increase revenue overall. It may lead to the customer trying new activities, and it rewards our most active customers. This WAC essentially would create a package that was already proposed in the recreational fee bill that you approved last fall, so in 2018 for the 2019 session. The Get Outdoors license package would include the following base components. It includes your annual fishing license, your two-pole endorsement, your Puget Sound crab endorsement, your annual big game hunting license for deer, elk, cougar, and bear, along with your small game license, your transport tags for bear and cougar licenses, your migratory bird permit and authorization, and it would include two turkey tags. The state fee for this license, essentially the base fee, would be $208.80. So it's really important when you're talking about licensing and you look at our statutes to remember that when you see the base fee and you compare it with the out-the-door fee, there's a difference. So you'll see a transaction fee of 10%. You'll see the dealer fee added in. So oftentimes people will look at the license and say, well, wait a second, I read in statute this license sells for $20, and yet the pamphlet, it lists it as $24. What gives? It's those other fees. So let's just compare apples to apples and looking at out-the-door prices. So for the Get Outdoors items, if you were to go through and just individually show up at a retail dealer and just buy each product, you bought your freshwater fishing license and you get invited to go saltwater fishing, you go in and you buy that, et cetera, et cetera. The total price for those items would be $336.30. If you were to buy those packages within some of the existing packages. So you went in, you bought your Fish Washington license, you bought your big game license, et cetera. You'd pay $250.55. With this proposed rule, the Get Outdoors package would be sold for $235.18, over $100 off the cumulative price of the component products, and about a 6% discount when you compare it to buying from existing packages. Another item I just want to call out is a lot of our customers, depending on when they buy their hunting license, don't buy their deer and elk tags, their transport tags, when they first buy the license. So we kept those separate. It's the same cost. We're not discounting the transport tags. We're just calling out that a customer would need to either at that time purchase those two transport tags or another time come in and buy them. And those are just 50 cents a piece. We've heard not that much public feedback and input on this. I think that you've been forwarded some of the emails already. One person commented that, gosh, it would be really great if the out-the-door price would get to less than $200. Another had added in, you know, hey, maybe do we consider adding in special permit application, a quality deer or a quality bull or something like that in there as well. We've also had a couple comments on throughout these three rules from individuals with disabilities and saying, hey, is there a new discount for disabilities? And really, when you look at the discounts we already have, they're a far better deal for the customer in terms of what impacts their wallet compared to these other packages that we're offering to able-bodied residents. So happy to take any questions on the Get Outdoors rule.
Commissioner Thorburn?
The turkey tags apply to both seasons?
Chair Carpenter, Commissioner Thorburn, yes, they do.
Can you double them for Eastern Washington? Yeah.
When are those wolves going to learn to eat turkeys?
Commissioner Anderson, did you have it? You do.
The migratory bird permit and the migratory bird authorization that's included, this package is the one area I'm not familiar with because I have purchased all these others through your different programs. So I may have to recuse myself on any vote here if it's because I might benefit from the outcome. But can you tell me about the migratory bird? Is that the federal stamp?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Anderson, the migratory bird permit allows us to, it's basically the equivalent of the state duck stamp. But the migratory bird authorization is an additional authorization that allows a customer to hunt species that are more intensively managed. So, for instance, Southwest Canada goose, bandtail pigeon, brant, snow geese, and sea ducks.
So is there any federal component that I, as a hunter, might have to have?
Yes, sir. You would still need to have your federal duck stamp.
Okay.
So I was, Commissioner McKay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'd just like to double check on this 46% increase that you mentioned that on the last agenda item. So the thrust of all this is if you can make things simpler for folks or that they're very good shoppers, that they would buy this more expensive license when they otherwise would hold back. And so I want to make sure I understood the 46%. So could you explain that again, 46% greater than what, and what was that history based on?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner McIsaac, the 46% was the amount of Fish Washington license sales for this current fiscal year compared to the same time period for the same package the previous year. So the Fish Washington package previously had the Columbia River Salmon Steelhead endorsement, and it was sold just over $70 out the door, $75, $76, somewhere in there. We've, through emergency rule, and we'll be talking about this in the next agenda item, backed out the Columbia River Salmon Steelhead endorsement because it's expired, it's vanished. We've promoted it, we've lowered the price below $70, and it's been going gangbusters. A lot of folks are electing to buy that with those other, basically the combination license with the other two components, that two-pole and Puget Sound crab.
Okay, and so since I'm not familiar with all the terms, before it included fresh water and salt water and all kinds of things and the Columbia River endorsement.
Correct.
And then you're comparing that to one without the Columbia River endorsement, but further discounts beyond that. So it's just not a 46% bump because now people don't have to buy the Columbia River endorsement. And you could assign some of the credit to that lowering factor, but it's not that. It's because the package has gone down even more.
You know, I couldn't attribute cause and effect, but I think that the Fish Washington package now is more appealing to anglers on the west side. The price point's below $70, and we've marketed the tar out of it.
And if you had only just taken the steelhead, the Columbia River endorsement out and done nothing else, it would have been more than $70?
Yes, sir.
And how much more? Trying to get at how much of a bargain is out there that has triggered such a big response.
I have a table on the next agenda item that I think will help answer that question. So maybe if I could come back and we'll have that slide called up in a moment.
Okay. Well, I guess my reaction here is it's a good idea to come forward with. It'd be interesting on a lot of these, for the people that are attracted to simplicity, and it does get confusing with regard to people who don't understand all this, that they would just go for the simplicity of it, even if they're not going to go turkey hunting. And if it's also a bargain, that might be something more to go along with it. So I think it's worth exploring, because I agree with Commissioner Baker. This gets so complicated that a lot of people just don't understand it. And I went fishing the other day with two folks that were beginners, and I said, "Are you sure you have your license?" They said, "Yeah, we got our license." And so I said, "Let me see your license." And the guy, we were fishing for coho salmon at Buoy 10, and he pulled out his Puget Sound Dungeness crab thing. And I said, "Well, where's your salmon tag?" And he said, "This is all they gave me. I asked him for everything except halibut, and this is what they gave me." He didn't know what to ask for. Yeah. And there's people out there like that that would sure appreciate some simplicity in all this. And it exposes to me that there must be a lot of people willing to pay, a decent price, even if they don't understand it. Whether $235 falls into that category as I'm willing to pay that much just because I believe the department is doing a good job and I want to support them. And if I have that, I don't have to worry about my Philadelphia lawyer getting me out of jail. So,
Mr. Chairman, I think that you're exactly right on the simplicity. You know, for the retail dealer, there's a lot of our partner businesses, they know our regs, they know which tackle works in the water. They're very provide a tremendous benefit to us by helping our customers make sure that they're complying with our rules and regulations and have the right equipment to have a good time in the field. There are others of seller licenses that, it's Tony over in tires that just came over to run the register to sell a fishing license, and he doesn't know what's sold. And so you're right, having some packages there that just say, okay, this is fish washing, everything it takes to be able to fish in Washington, hit the button and sell the person the license.
Thank you, Nate. Mr. Graybill.
I would like to see some alternative packages. These packages have a lot of appeal. It makes it real simple. For me, I don't hunt, so this package has no value to me. 675,000 fishing licenses, 172,000 hunting licenses, and we're targeting the 80,000 that do both with this package. I'd like to see something that would appeal to the 675,000 people that fish and maybe encourage them to be able to saltwater fish, go take a trip to Westport now because it's bundled with my fishing license. I love the creative thought being put behind it that incentivizes sales. And what Commissioner McIsaac was describing is the issue at the local Walmart store. They just don't know what they're selling. But also the fact that I'm really wanting, but also the fact that you marketed the hell out of that one particular package. That's very encouraging that we had that kind of success.
Yeah.
And I think we could create other packages, put the same kind of effort behind it, and really boost our sales.
Commissioner Thorburn.
Just kind of to respond to some of Commissioner Grable's thoughts. When I read or looked at these materials, former Commissioner Holtzmiller came to mind because I think he'll be one of those folks who will be real interested in this. And I'm thinking about what some of the thinking is that's going into this. He is not much of a duck hunter. In fact, I don't think he'd done much of it at all. But
he did last year.
He's going to try it out. And
still.
So one of the ideas I think in thinking is that it's not just the 80,000, or it may be the 80,000, but they're not doing all of these activities, and so it's a recruitment idea. I just thought, wow, too bad this wasn't here for Jay before. and he could have done his duck hunt with this discount. And so I think it's an interesting idea in terms of recruitment. So, yeah.
Anything else? Mr. Linville.
This is more of a comment than a question.
I like that. This is my husband and I often, you know, we would buy a package like this in just the hopes that someday we might have 5 minutes to go do one of those activities. Yeah. And it's just, for us, it would be just a really nice way to contribute to the state's wildlife. Mm-hmm. And it's a very straightforward, we don't have to put much effort into doing it. And so I bet that a lot of the numbers you're getting are kind of centered around that. It's an easy way to mm-hmm. to support the state's wildlife.
Nate, good presentation. We have no public comment on this. This one I expect you